Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, that's right, my friends. You have tuned in ever so successfully and wisely to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. Hope you enjoyed that long Labor Day weekend. We had a nice time here. I hope you did as well. Plenty of things, of course, to keep us busy as we get started with the busy broadcast week. Anytime we start on a Monday, which I know it's a Tuesday, feels like a Monday. I've got a friend who hates Tuesdays. I don't know what he does on days like this where Monday, the Monday that it seems as though it is really the Tuesday. I don't know how that's perceived, but anyway, it is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but we're always busy on Mondays trying to catch up on things that happened over the weekend, but we've had a three-day weekend, which adds to that, and we're heading into a busy season here, a busy season, which I'll get to, my friends, in due course. What I want to talk about today are a couple of things. One, these deportations that were stopped of children. This is super ironic, which we'll get to, my friends. Children of folks who have been deported from this country. The left has done a flip-flop on that issue, now apparently wanting to separate families, number one. Number two, we have what is going on in our nation, or excuse me, not in our nation's capital, in the city of Chicago. Just last week, the left was telling us that they don't want Trump there, that everything is hunky-dory apple pie, and now, over the weekend, there were over 50 shootings and seven that we know of, reported murders in the city of Chicago. There were rumors over the weekend that Trump had died on social media. You may have seen that. Lots of stuff to get to today. My friends, we'll do that in due course. By the way, program brought to you in part by our friends at 48 Financial. You know that one of the biggest challenges for conservatives like us, is finding ways to ensure our values align with how we live our lives and what we do. And it's becoming trickier over the course of time, because you've got these companies that act in some cases like a shell company for leftist causes, as a sort of a money laundering front for some of these leftist causes. And so it can get tricky, especially when you think about investing your money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values, so that you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. Plus, they do all that heavy lifting for you, helping to align your investments with your purpose and goals. Here's the best part. You can find out today if your current investments reflect your values. All you have to do is visit 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd, and you can complete an assessment where you tell the tool what it is that you're looking to do. The team at 48 Financial will review it and tell you how much or to what degree your investments are aligned with your values. It's painless. It's easy to do. I did it. You can too. 48 Financial, because our money should work for our values, my friends. So the left has done it again. The left has done a flip-flop, and Trump has caused them to basically double and triple down in the world of insanity. And I'm going to tell you what I mean here in just a moment. At the end of the month, this is now we're into September, but on August 31st, a federal judge issued an emergency temporary restraining order that halted the deportation of nearly 600 unaccompanied Guatemalan children. Some of those children were already on airplanes. In fact, I had read or seen that one of those planes, in fact, did one of them actually take off? I'm not sure, but they were ready to be sent back with their parents, and this is the key point here, to sit back with their parents who had already been deported. So you have the left now who have told us for a long time that they are against the separation of families. Now we have a situation where family members, parents, have already been deported to their home country by law. The right thing was done with them. These children had stayed with other family members or whatever. Now the administration is trying to reunite these children with family members who have been legally and lawfully deported, and the left is now against this. The left is against this. In fact, Scott Jennings, you may know, who often is the only voice of any sort of logic or reason on CNN, Scott Jennings told them that the left used to be against this sort of thing. The left used to be against the separation of families. Look, let's get down to the brass tacks here. The left is not against, they're not for really anything. They're just against whatever it is that Trump is doing. They're in favor of whatever they think can get them political traction. They're in favor of what they think can help them in whatever they're trying to fight politically here. They are in an absolute mess in the Democrat Party. The party is unraveling. The party has no leadership. The party has no vision. The party doesn't have a whole lot of hope. The party is in absolute just disarray. It is just crumbling all around us. And so they have decided, this is their position on Trump, which has been their position on Trump for a decade now. Whatever he's for, they are against. Whatever he's for has to be the modern symbol of fascism in the world today. Whatever he's for is exactly what Adolf Hitler would have been for had he been living today. That's the way that this is framed. And so they have to be against virtually everything that Trump stands for. And what's happening is they're now, Trump has flipped on its head because he has been consistent on this. You don't have to like what's happening with deportations. It is, by the way, in accordance with law. You don't have to personally like it. You can try to get the law changed, but this is exactly what's supposed to be happening. And the left is in such disarray. They're so confused. They have no moral compass. They have no direction. They have no ideas. They are just against anything that Trump is in favor of. And so 5 minutes ago, metaphorically speaking, they were against the separation of families. Now they are apparently in favor of it, stopping these children from being sent back home to where their parents are who have been lawfully deported. The order, which this order by the judge that stop this stuff, was swiftly expanded to protect all unaccompanied Guatemalan minors in U.S. custody without finalized deportation orders mandating their return to federal care through the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The decision stands for at least 14 days as legal proceedings continue. Now, this situation has come from allegations that the Trump administration quietly arranged deportations to Guatemala. Parents voluntarily returning with their children remained in U.S. custody. Judges and child advocacy groups argue that this process disenfranchises due process rights, separating families without proper legal safeguards. So, I'm skeptical of everything that we're being told. This is telling us that parents voluntarily returned, left the country voluntarily. I don't know if that's universally true. I don't know. I said off the top that they were deported, whether they were directly deported or whether they self-deported because of the pressures. And they knew that, listen, if I want to get back in this country ever, Trump's made it clear, you can go voluntarily and at least have a chance to get back at some point once we regain control of who's in this country and that sort of thing. Or you can roll the dice. You can risk it yourself and you can stay here. If you're deported, then you're not coming back. If you've actually been deported here in this country, removed by ICE, by law enforcement, then you're not coming back, basically, is what the administration said. Now, who knows what will happen in the future, because Trump's not going to be president after this term. And remember that as well. Trump won't be president in 2028. Well, he'll be president for the first, 3 weeks of 2029, technically. I mean, he won't be president after the 2028 election. Just a couple of weeks into 2029, and then someone else will be president, in spite of what the left is out there trying to get you to believe. So, who knows what will happen down the road, what the next president, the next administration, the next laws that are passed by Congress. But what Trump is saying and doing makes, again, complete sense here. And so now, the specifics on how the parents left and how the children stayed aren't exactly clear, but it appears that this has happened multiple times, enough to where it's a significant issue. And Trump was trying, the administration was trying to send these children back to Guatemala. And it's crazy. The level of entitlement that our judicial system is giving people who don't even have the legal right to be here is just absolutely ridiculous. So instead of saying, yes, the parents and children need to be not separated, it's exactly what Trump was trying to do, keep them from being separated, saying that the parents are in the countries that, well, they're not supposed to be here, so we can send the children there with them. No. The judge seems to be saying the opposite. The judge seems to be saying that we need to keep these families united and in the United States because these folks were not given proper due process. Again, this is maddening to me. There are different types of due process depending upon the allegation, the type of crime, and so forth. For example, if you're facing the possibility of jail time, the due process you're given is different than if you challenge a speeding ticket in court. You know, I did that. I did that as a 16, 17-year-old kid. Should I tell that story? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't. I actually argued my case before the court. Lost. Maybe we'll get to that in a moment. But friends, you know, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, that we have opened up a new division here called Red, White, and Brand. Red, White, and Brand helps you, your business, your school, put your logo on almost anything. And that can be anything from apparel to promotional products to banners, trade show displays, premium products, spirit wear, whatever. My friends, redwhiteandbrand.com is the website, redwhiteandbrand.com. Promo code Todd's going to save you 10% on your next purchase there, and I should say your first purchase, and you will get free shipping on all orders that are placed online. Redwhiteandbrand.com, promo code Todd is how you take advantage of that. I'll tell you really quickly. So I'll tell this story. So I'm 16, 17 years old. We had been somewhere. I don't know if Oz even knows this story. We were somewhere with our church youth group. And it was, we had pizza or something. We went to a restaurant, something like that. And we were on our way back from the town that the restaurant was in. And there was a group of us. Now, I'm going to tell you that I was messing around a little bit. So, the guy in front of me was a friend of ours. He was in our church, and he was going super, super slow because he knew I was behind him. And flip that around. I was in front of him. He was behind me. And he had, I believe he had his lights on, and bright lights on. And I slowed down at first just to try to get him to like turn off his lights. I thought he was messing with me. They were in my rearview mirror, whatever. And so we were driving home, and I was going a little bit slower than possible. He decided that he was going to attempt to pass me. And he did so. He's a smart guy. I don't know what he was thinking. He did so on a double yellow line as we were cresting a hill. Now, it's theoretically possible that he could have seen what was over the... I don't think it was now that I think about it. But anyway, he decided to go. I didn't know what was happening. I saw him go out around me. I actually sped up because I was envisioning for a split second two cars wide and another car coming over the hill. Wasn't a smart move any way around. But anyway, there's a cop behind him. We get pulled over. I get a ticket for failure to yield right away. And I thought, you know what? That's not something that I did. I don't think I did that. I don't know how I yield the right of way on a hill on a double yellow line. That's not the right of way. I don't know what the right, maybe I should have hit my brakes. We clearly were messing around, but the decision I made was because I didn't want to be stuck too wide coming over the hill and not have another car come. Anyway, so I didn't think I deserved this. I went to court. I went to court to order and say, listen to the judge, Your Honor, I don't know how I didn't yield right away. He didn't have the right away. Now, I wasn't a judge or anything like that. I wasn't an attorney. I lost the case, but that was my due process. I didn't get a grand jury hearing. I didn't get a trial of my peers, any of those things that are reserved for people who are facing criminal charges. These were just traffic violations. I'm not proud of that. I shouldn't have done what I did, but I honestly didn't know what to do. I bumped the microphone here. I didn't know what to do when that happened. So the point is that there are different types of due process for different types of don't do what I did, by the way. Don't do that. I honestly didn't know what to do, but I also, we were also messing around as teenagers. We needed to be smarter than that. I'm just saying that I don't know how I didn't yield right away on a double yellow line going over a hill, especially when it was completely reasonable to prevent that from happening, so there wouldn't be so there could be a possible collision with someone coming the other direction. Anyway, due process is something that is happening for the people who are being deported. There is a process where you go before an immigration judge or your case is reviewed. That's why, that is the reason why there are places like Alligator Alcatraz that exist out there. What do they call the one here in Indianapolis? What do they call this one, Oz, that they're building, the Speedway Slammer? I think it's the Speedway Slammer. I don't know. But that's why they have these holding detention facilities, is because there is due process being held. This is so... Again, we're lied to so consistently by the likes of the people in the media and so forth, but due process is being had Now we've got people who are, we're trying to reunite families who we were told 5 minutes ago that the left wanted to make sure that families were not separated. Now they're trying to separate families. Why else would you stop these children from being flown back to the countries that their parents are from to be reunited with them? They're not for these things. They are against Trump. They are against the law. Dare I say the most radical and extreme among them are against this very nation as founded. They hate this place. They hate this country. I'm telling you, they hate this country. So, conservatives have said, listen, this is judicial overreach, which I agree with. I don't know, again, if you want the children to be reunited, they should be allowed to be sent to where the parents are. The parents don't have a right to be here. So now, again, if they self-deport, I mean, what's the argument? If they self-deported, that they were self-deported erroneously, none of this makes any sense. But again, from the perspective of the radical left, nothing ever does make sense. They're just rebel-rousers, to say the least. Scott Jennings said that Democrats are actually in favor of child separation as the Trump administration attempts to reunite children with deported parents in Guatemala. That's exactly what has happened here. Now, what does the left say? The left says that the left and immigration supporters, they claim that the court's ruling upholds essential protections for vulnerable children who are legally entitled to a full review of asylum or deportation claims. Again, if you're being reunited with your parents and your family, they want it both ways, I guess is the bottom line here. They want it both ways, and it's amazing, and we'll get into this in the second hour, just as the left is on the side of illegal immigrants. The left is on the side of the people who are supposed to be deported. Now, those are not always, certainly not violent people. Sometimes they are. But the left has put itself on the side of people who are here illegally and not of the people who are here in this nation, first and foremost, as American citizens. So the left puts itself in a predicament each and every time. And they've also put themselves, in addition, setting aside this issue of illegal immigration, the deportation of the attempted deportation or the reuniting of these children with their parents who either self-deported or were deported themselves, that whole process, the left finds itself on the side of the people who aren't supposed to be here at all. The left is also on the side of violent criminals, especially violent criminals in blue cities. That's what I want to get to in the next segment, my friends. I want to talk about what's happening in the city of Chicago. What happened there over the weekend is absolutely just atrocious. The amount of shooting and violence. And just a week ago, you will remember that J.B. Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, they were basically telling us they had everything under control, no need for Trump to send in National Guard or anything like that. They were on it. And here over the weekend, a tremendous amount of violence happened in the city of Chicago. I've got to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. You are listening to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
My friends, over the weekend in the city of Chicago, over the Labor Day weekend, it was reported that there were more than 50 shootings and 7 people were killed Labor Day weekend in the city of Chicago, or the area, Chicago area. Some of the neighborhoods hit: Bronzeville, South Shore, West Town, Inglewood, Riverdale, among many other neighborhoods that were hit. Community groups have deployed what they call violence interrupters. And of course, survivors are out there warning against the presence of troops. It's just, what is the risk here? People act as though Trump is sending in National Guard to places, or threatening to send in National Guard to places in order to take over the city. In fact, if you listen to what J.B. Pritzker, the governor of the atrociously run state of Illinois, and the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, if you listen to their comments, they've of course got this all under control. They think that this is a threat to have the National Guard. They don't want the imagery. Why is the left so concerned with imagery when they have real world problems? Only a leftist would be more concerned about the imagery or the symbolism of, say, a National Guard presence in the city than they would be with actual people being shot and murdered. What about the symbolism of that? What about the symbolism of all the people being shot in Chicago over the weekend? All of the murders. Now, the media will tell you this happened. This was a fluke, basically, because things have been so much better in Chicago. And they'll tell you that crime is down. What is it? I've got it somewhere. Here we go. Despite this weekend's spike, the city has seen a substantial decrease in violent crime year to date. Homicides are down around 32%, overall violent crime down 21 to 22%, and non-fatal shootings with similar improvements. That's the narrative. That's the storyline. That's what they want you to believe. But I have a question. Do you believe the data they're telling us? Do you believe what they're reporting? Because there's been evidence of, at least in other places, maybe Chicago too, I don't know specifically, but there's allegations that what is happening in some of these cities is that these numbers are being skewed. They're being reported differently. In fact, Stephen Miller with the White House, he said that in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., that they are, the local police there, have been underreporting numbers for a long time. Again, we talked about this last week. You have leftists who run these cities. You have leftists who, not too long ago, a couple of years ago, 5 years ago or so, were clamoring for defund the police. As much as they don't want that to be the case, that is absolutely what they were saying a few short years ago. Defund the police, all this sort of stuff. Let's put more money into counselors. So when you call 911, instead of getting an operator ready to send to you an officer or a team of people designed to prevent bad things from happening to you or to respond to something bad that happened, how about we get some people on there that are designed, or I should say trained, to basically counsel you on what you just experienced? I mean, you still need immediate help. But this is the sort of thing that the left wants to do. They want to put this money towards other sorts of things besides actual enforcement. And it shows. It shows in their cities. But the problem is, it's gotten so bad in places that people, even Democrats, have said, listen, all of this utopian pie-in-the-sky sort of talk has got to stop because we aren't safe in our cities. We're not safe on our streets. We don't feel comfortable. We need to do something about this. And so the same folks who are basically telling you police are all bad, law enforcement is terrible, they are to blame for every problem that we have in our cities when it comes to violence and so forth, they're the ones running the show. So do you think, does it make sense to then conclude that these same politicians suddenly have figured out that enforcement is the key, that they have to enforce the law, that they have to go out and proactively try to find ways to get the dangerous criminals? Look at what, again, we have a real life case study right before our eyes in our nation's capital. We've had homicides drop in our nation's capital since Trump took over the D.C. police force and since Trump sent in National Guard troops. The city is remarkably safer, noticeably. Even Democrats are acknowledging this in the city. Even the mayor of Washington, D.C. has acknowledged this. This is indisputable. So what ends up happening, you got just a week ago, J.B. Pritzker trying to set himself up to be a candidate, a Democrat nominee for president of the United States in 2028 to run against whoever it is that will follow in Trump's footsteps on the Republican side. Just a short week ago, he was out there saying, we don't need federal presence. We don't need the National Guard in the city of Chicago. That's what he said. That's what Pritzker was saying. That's the same message Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, had as well. But we're supposed to believe that these folks who do everything in their power to prevent crime from being stopped in their cities. Again, what is the real threat here? I'll tell you what the real threat is to them. If they're being honest with us, it's that it will work and Trump will get the credit. That's the real risk to them. And that is pathetic. That is deplorable. That is reprehensible. The safety of their own citizens is less important to them, in my estimation, than is doing something or allowing Trump to do something that generates positive results and that actually helps the residents of the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. So just a week ago, they were telling us, we got it all under control. There's nothing to worry about. Don't send the troops in. Trump's a dictator, a Nazi. He's threatening us, all this sort of stuff. And now over the weekend, 1 week after that moral grandstanding press conference we had that they had last week that we talked about on this program, 1 week later, they have 53, 54, it's even uncertain how many shootings they had, and 7 deaths. So what they're doing, and this is, again, it's fascinating to watch this. You know, I studied political science in college. We talked about the issues, and we talk about some of the just different ideas and approaches and ideologies and that sort of stuff. Excuse me. And so, but I just, as someone, as an American, as a human being, I'm cheering for the crime to be cleaned up. As someone who can just look at what's happening and the politics of this, it is utterly fascinating to me and astonishing, candidly, that the liberals have put themselves, the left, the Democrats have put themselves in a position where they are quite literally having to defend violent crime in their cities. They have taken a position that says we would rather have violent crime than Donald Trump getting credit for solving solving the violent crime problem, or at least reducing the violent crime problem in our cities. That is a bold step, a bold position to take, not to mention a morally bankrupt position to take as well. All right, wrapping up here this segment. My friends, let's be honest, when your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one size fits all approach. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics. This is beyond just setting up a mutual fund and investments. Nothing wrong with that. This is just when things become extra complicated and you need someone who can help you navigate those times. Things like private equity, private credit, option strategies, coordinated legal planning, Full Suite Wealth helps you to see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team guide you every step so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, and your future. If you want real confidence in your financial life, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future, my friends. Quick timeout, back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Here's the truth you probably won't hear on CNN tonight, but Trump is very much still alive and doing well in our White House, in our nation's capital. And I say that because over the weekend, there were theories, conspiracy theories that were out there being kicked around, shared on social media. Trump is dead. And even, not only he's dead, but there were body double rumors as well. Social media lit up the bizarre rumors that Donald Trump had died. And that was, of course, sparked by his recent and sudden public absence. And the appearance, you might have seen last week, there was an appearance of bruises on his hands and on his ankles. You may remember that the White House actually even addressed this. Caroline Leavitt talked about this at a press conference last week, basically stating it was nothing serious or anything worth worrying about. It wasn't as though Trump had his health had taken a very serious turn for the worse or something. But this is what people on the left clamor for. This is what they... It's not everybody, but it happens a lot. I never once have cheered for the death of a political opponent, an American political opponent. I want their ideas to be annihilated. I want their ideology to be destroyed, especially if it's rooted in the godless, morally bankrupt worldview of the radical left. I don't want the person to have harm or, I mean, anything like that. In fact, I remember sharing with you when Biden had clearly lost control of some of his cognitive functions and he was wandering around on stage and face planting and that sort of stuff, I would talk about that to make it, I mean, people had their head in the sand. This guy was leading the free world and didn't know what he was doing. Clearly, someone else was making the decisions that we didn't know who they were. We didn't vote for this person. How could we hold them accountable and so forth? Instead, we were supposed to believe that this guy who couldn't barely speak in sentences that made any sense whatsoever. In fact, oftentimes he used just gibberish, just completely incoherent sentences and communications and so forth. We were supposed to believe that this guy was leading this country and leading the free world. And of course, nothing could have been further from the truth. Those were dangerous times. That's a perilous sort of situation to find oneself in, to find our nation in. And that's where we were. But I never once celebrated that. In fact, I often would say this is sad. This is sad regardless of the things Biden may have done, regardless of whether or not he was the big guy who was taking, and it's terrible. He should, if he's taking bribes basically through Hunter's business, if that was happening, he should be held accountable to that. That sort of thing cannot happen in a free society, but I'm not cheering for the man's death and suffering. What is wrong with people who do that? But this is a common thing that happens on the left. In fact, you'll remember a couple of times someone named Trump, who's related to the president, passed away during the time Trump was president. It might have happened in the 4 years between his first and second terms. And people on social media would put hashtags out there that would trend that said wrong Trump. They're basically cheering for Trump to die. And that, of course, is heralded as some sort of a moral virtue amongst the godless radical left. Because after all, if you hate Trump badly enough to wish him to be dead, you are a more valiant, virtuous soldier on the side of the godless radical left. That's how this is happening. But the same thing happened, or a similar thing happened over the weekend. Hashtags like Trump is dead were out there trending. Where is Trump? Those gained tractions. That stoked, J.D. Vance made some comments about possibly stepping in if he was ever needed because of a tragedy that struck the nation and so forth. And so that's what was happening over the weekend. And they, the radical left, were, gleefully rubbing their hands together. I mean, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. Trump is out there in front of the media. You stop and think about that, how much more frequently Trump is in front of the media than Joseph Robinette bribery ever was. It's remarkable. But yet, Trump's the one they say has the real mental decline and cognitive issues and health problems and so forth. Look, something's going to get all of us. I remember Rush Limbaugh saying that, and there's truth in that. None of us are going to live forever. We're all going to succumb to something. But Trump is still clearly in control of his faculties. He's clearly in control of the White House, making the decisions and so forth. So anyway, they're cheering for things that are, I think, reprehensible, illustrating just how morally bankrupt they are. So, friends, I've got to wrap up here in just a minute. Before I do, take care of your heart health, my friends. You can do that simply. A great place to start is with Salty. Salty is an all-natural way that's been proven by science, to lower your cholesterol. It's a natural supplement. All you have to do is take 2 Salty soft gels a day. That's all it takes. They're affordable. I take the product. You can take it as well, and may have the same impact on your cholesterol, bringing those numbers down. The only thing you have to lose are those high cholesterol points. Go to Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd will save you 50% and get you free shipping. I got to run, though. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about Mega Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, Mega Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.